So they all group together. They form this thing that to us looks like a jellyfish. And in essence, it's a colony of animals living together, but doing much the same thing that jellyfish do. It feeds, floats around the ocean, feeding on small fish and plankton and things like that. It's unusual in that it has a big float on top of it. So it looks like a balloon. When you see it washed up on the shore, it looks like a deflated balloon, and people go, ooh, it's a balloon, and then they're tempted maybe to go over and poke it. And that's something you shouldn't do. Because even for weeks after they're dead on the beach, they can still sting. And the sting packs a very nasty punch. They get blown with the ocean winds, really, is their main source of propulsion. So, I mean, you know, for us Portuguese man of war, prior to about 2016, we didn't used to get that many records of them. But certainly since 2016, we've been working with our colleagues in UCC who run a project called the Big Jellyfish Hunt that collects records. We've noticed since 2016, we're getting a lot of records. Mostly our records, though, run from northmost would be the Mayo Coast and then down around to Wexford. So we very rarely get records so far north of that.